Hey guys, it's Christine.
And Alaa.
And we want to let you know about our live show coming up on April 29th at the Gary Marshall Theater.
With
special guest.
Danielle Fishel.
You know
Topanga.
From the 90s.
Yep, hair and all.
Boy meets world, girl meets world.
A lot of worlds.
Maybe you'll get to meet her. So come join us April 29th, that's a Sunday, 7:30 p.m., for the low, low price of $30.
I will do selfies with you for $20.
Nobody's going to want those.
You never know.
Our dogs will not be there, but our Aztec Carpet and Stephen Ray Morris will be. Get your tickets at GaryMarshallTheater.org. This episode of Worst Ever Podcast is brought to you by RX Bar.
Christine, I love them.
I love the freaking RX Bars.
Delicious.
They're so good, guys. RX Bars are great for lots of occasions. Breakfast on the go, which is me nearly every day. Snacks, yes please. Throw in your bag for the plane, toss in your backpack for a bike ride, a pre or post workout snack.
I know, and they come in 11 delicious flavors.
My favorites, love the sea salt. Sea salt chocolate, so good.
My mouth is watering.
And it's all real food ingredients that actually taste really good. You can see what the ingredients are on the packaging.
Yeah, that's what I love about them because it just tells you straight up front. And they're gluten-free, they're soy-free, dairy-free.
No added sugar. They're awesome. So
no artificial colors.
No artificial colors.
No artificial flavors.
Go to rxbar.com/worst.
No preservatives.
Go to rxbar.com/worst and enter promo code worst at checkout for 25% off your first order.
25% off?
Yeah, Georgia loves them too.
Well, she should.
The worst moments of our life.
Hey girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of like worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny. Welcome
Hola.
To Hola.
¿Cómo estás?
Welcome to Worst.
Bienvenidos al Worst. What are we? Worst what? Worst ever podcast.
That's racist.
What, Latin? I'm appealing to the Latin fans. That's racist.
No, you're cultural appropriating.
No, I'm part Cuban. Just so you know,
you're not part Cuban. Give me a fucking break.
My great grandmother was born in Cuba. My grandmother was born in Spain. Bitch, I got the Latin in me.
Okay.
The Latin in me. I got the Latin in me.
Enough. Welcome.
I got the Latin in me.
Stop.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I'm your host, Alaa Khaled, and this is my friend, Christine Lakin. Sometimes. Go.
You are the worst. Worst co-host.
Anyways, we have some great guests today.
I'm very excited about our guests. Two of my favorite people in the world.
By the way, before we start talking about this, I had a new discovery, and I forgot to tell you about it earlier, and I'm going to tell you right now.
Okay.
There's a new show from the producers of 90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, Jesus.
Called Love After Lockup.
Oh, I know this show.
Okay.
I haven't watched it, though. Is it good?
I binge watched it. I'm obsessed.
Wait, this is like trying to get people dates, or they're already dating?
No, I guess there's like websites called like dateaninmate.com or friendofinmates.com.
Okay, well, one of our guests doesn't need that.
Okay.
Actually, both of our guests don't need that.
Yeah. So, one of our guests just looked at the other guest and said, don't look at me. All right. So, but anyways, regardless of our guests, I was obsessed with it. And it's like, it's so like heartwarming, but at the same time, tragic. Do you know what I mean? It's really, really good.
What network is this on?
Give it a minute.
Steven will look it up.
I want to say it's like...
No, we're not sponsored by Inmates.
No.
Love After Lockups.
It's just... look it up, Steven. Steven's back, by the way.
Steven Ray Morris.
Is back. After a long hiatus.
He's been doing a lot of things, which we have to catch up on.
Cats.
WeTV.
Oh, yeah. Because Bridezillas is back.
Okay. All right. We're
and
gonna
I'm
get
obsessed
into
with the new Bridezillas because it's like all about social media. It's really good.
Woosah. Okay.
Woosah.
Let's get to our guests and then we'll get to all of your obsessions.
All right. Go ahead.
On the podcast this week, back together, very exciting, double trouble, my friends, Beverly Mitchell and Jody Sweeten. Welcome.
Hello.
Woosa.
Woosa. It's Hollywood Darlings Week.
It's Hollywood Darlings Week,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, we are getting into it.
We are very excited. Hollywood Darlings is premiering next week on April 18th. That's a Wednesday, 8 yep. p.m. on the
very
Pop TV.
Very excited.
Very excited. So
this season is so good.
We're so excited.
We'll find out.
Yeah. To see these episodes.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
For that. Really?
Wait, Jody, the last time I saw you was...
do you remember?
All right. I'm going to go ahead and we're going to get this out of the way because I was going to say the last time I saw you was within a... You had a cast
I had
on.
A cat, right. But,
but
not
that's
really.
Not the last
that's
time
really
I saw you because
true.
I forgot the last time I saw her. Recently, I was wasted... at a fashion show mm-hmm. in which her kids were, what do you say, perform? Walking
modeling.
In.
Walking in, yeah.
Yeah, they were walking in.
Yep.
It was a celebrity fashion show during NBA All-Star Week.
Yep.
And my nephew, Assad, was one of the hosts and also walking in.
Yes. And we, and Allah just now, when we're doing the podcast, said, oh my God, I didn't see you at the fashion show. And I said, yes, asshole, you did. And we had a conversation and I had to tell you who I was. Was and you gave me an awkward hug and walked away.
That's so rude.
I apologize.
It was so amazing. And I literally, for like a day and a half, doubted that Allah actually liked me. I was like, all the times I've seen him, and he seems so nice.
It's all a facade.
And it's all a facade, and he's only nice to me because Christine's there.
It's probably
and
true.
And now
actually.
He sees me outside of that, and he's like, I don't really want to talk to you, nor do I acknowledge your existence. I literally had that conversation in my head a lot, so I just want you to know.
By the way, Jody's like crying tears because you're laughing so hard. This is
the alcohol that night for me was a bit of like celebration because of my nephew and a lot of family drama because of my nephew. So it was just excelled. And I don't remember a lot.
You think?
Yeah. But that so that was that.
Well, I'm glad we cleared this up.
I am glad we cleared this up because like... I really thought you hated me.
No, I would never, ever, 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 ever do that.
Purposefully. Listen, let me tell you something, though. When I first met Allah, which was a long time ago, put it that way, 15 years ago or something.
Longer
than that. Yeah. Almost 20-something.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the first probably, I'd say 2 to 3 years, I was pretty sure Allah hated me. So you are not alone in this. He used to say in our acting class, we'd be like, hey, do you want to blah, blah, blah? And he'd be like, no, I'm good. Guys, I'm not here to make friends. My friend basket is full. He literally said, but my friend just, basket is full.
Listen, you learn this in acting. It's a status level. You set the status.
No, you don't. No, you don't. No,
yeah, you do. You set the status.
What?
You set the status.
I think we went back. Yeah. When he said, yeah. this is a status.
And he scooted away from us.
Yeah.
You set the status, and that's how it works. So I liked that class. I wanted to set the status.
I think we went to this is different acting schools than I'm familiar with.
Yeah.
Apparently, Allah went to the school of like acting status asshole things. Yeah.
All right. So now, okay. Your leg is better?
My leg is better. I'm like, yeah, I'm running around and I'm back in like spin class and wearing heels, not like crazy heels, but you know, not wearing the awesome boot that I was
you
in
know
the
what?
Last
this is going to be an entirely different New York trip.
I know.
Oh my God. That's right.
Yes.
Last
we're not going to have crutches.
New York, I had crutches. I was hobbling around. I wanted to go do stuff. I was miserable.
Yes.
I was like hobbling in and out.
I
had
know.
To plan all of my outfits around
according
a
to your boot?
Fucking boot.
I'm just still mourning your shoe collection of really high stilettos.
I know.
Do you want them? They're still sitting in my... Okay.
Yes.
Do you have the same size foot?
Yes.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm 6.5.
I'm a 7.
I can make it work.
Okay. Well, with pregnant feet.
No,
that's fine.
It's
we
okay.
can talk about it.
We know. Beverly's face just went, who?
Don't worry.
Like we were on live TV.
I thought the same thing, where I was like, oh God, you've blown it.
She's having a baby Allah.
I have not just let myself go. I have a child in here. I have a baby boy coming in September. But we're not going to tell Allah the date because he's already...
I will be there. I'm the doula.
No. No.
I'm the doula.
I don't know if that's true.
The doula.
All
right. And then Beverly, the last time I saw you, I was not drunk.
That's...
was here
I
during
think
the
so.
Podcast.
It's been a while.
I know. Welcome back.
What's new with you? What's going on?
Oh, you know, just mommying, and that's, you know, that takes
Bev
us
moms
out.
So hard.
Yeah. Let me ask you this.
Can I say something?
Like, I do dumb things, though, like try to plan two birthday parties for my daughter because I feel like she needs two, one for school friends and one for family friends. And that was during Easter week and spring break because I think I'm a masochist and I really like to hurt
myself.
See,
Zoe's birthday is April 12th, so every once in a while it will fall on, like, Easter, spring break.
Yeah.
I'm having hers at the end of the month this year.
Yeah, see, we did a school party the other day, and now we're going to do another party tomorrow, and then we have Easter. So in
I love
my house, like, it's insane.
When the three of us first started pitching Hollywood Darlings all those years ago, remember when Bev had never gotten a babysitter? And she was like,
oh God,
we were trying to get her to get out of the house.
Yeah.
She literally walks in the door, says to me, I think I'm going to go to New York a day early. Not because I've anything to do there. Mama just needs a break.
I do. I'm serious. Yes. No, now we have babysitters. We have a babysitter that comes every Thursday, and we usually have a date night. We go see a movie, and it's...
That's amazing.
That's really nice.
Great. It's nice. I think my husband and I are, like, dating again. It's fun.
It's good.
And then, yes, but New York, I was like, hey, I think I'm going to go an extra day early.
Nice.
Michael doesn't know the full details. Okay. But that's okay.
Well, my big question for you, Beverly, is do you have hot water at the house?
I do.
Okay.
I have. Oh, yes. Because I was without hot water for an entire month.
Yeah.
Because I was waiting for my...
Which I was going to call CPS, but...
boiling water on the stove like it was 1930?
Yes,
like,
I did that.
Like Depression, Oklahoma? No.
I did that for a month because I didn't have hot water.
Why didn't you just like
go buy a hot water heater?
Because they're expensive. And I was waiting to get a deal, and I got one.
You should scroll through her Instagram.
Okay, hold on. This, you went without hot water for a month. I just want to be super fucking crystal clear. Because you wanted to get a deal on a hot water heater. Not because you couldn't get one or there was a problem getting one.
Correct.
Because you couldn't get one cheap enough.
And that's Beverly. Miss Mitchell, everyone.
Oh, you know what? At the end of my days, I will be set. Because I hold
you
all my
pillows. With you, Bev.
Well,
you
I mean,
take it with you.
Well, I'm not taking it.
You're not
going to
take your 30% savings on the hot water heater with you when you die.
I'm going to bury her in discount codes.
I'm going to bury her in a hot water heater. That's her coffin. It's just
an instant hot water heater. They're expensive.
Listen to me. I'm going to defend Beverly on this one. Let me
tell
you why.
Christine knows they're expensive.
Believe me, I'm putting one in the house right now.
I'm the king of swag. I love a gift bag. I love a swag bag. I love anything free. I like anything discounted.
Well, hey, free is everyone's favorite flavor.
Right.
Yes.
This girl, she's no joke. Mm-mm. She don't mess around.
I know. Trust me. Remember the sweater incident? Poor Michael with the fucking sweater. You're going back and forth three
please
times.
Don't, please
you
don't.
Bought three. Okay. This is what Beverly will buy, like, three of the same sweater. So that she then returns one when it's cheaper.
Well, I buy it.
But here's the thing. Like, then she winds up with surplus sweaters, and then she makes her poor husband, who's watching the kids while we're shooting, go and take said sweater that he didn't even want back to the store.
He wore it, and he likes it now, so it's fine.
And it gives him things to do.
I still don't understand the math of that. I don't think I'm smart enough to do that.
I'm not either.
If you buy the sweater at full price.
Uh-huh. Correct. Go ahead.
And then you buy, and then it goes on sale, say, a month later.
Right.
You rebuy that, and then you take back the one that was at full price. So then you get it at sale price.
So do you constantly have to be going through your shit and through your house going, what do I have that might be on sale?
Only time that I ever do that is usually because, one, I don't buy clothes for myself, period. So I don't ever have to worry about it for me. But it's like when we buy, like, men's, like, really nice men's stuff is really freaking expensive. And so sometimes you can buy a shirt that's literally $300 and then a month later it drops down to $99. I'm sorry, $200 savings. I'm taking the sweater back.
But that's only if he hasn't worn it. If it still has the tag.
No, because you buy a new one. You buy a brand new. You can buy a brand new.
I don't understand it either, Christina. I'm so
hold on
confused.
A second. Because most places,
you're not following because
but then you this, you're buying it.
It's the same
and you're
product.
Taking the one you just
it's
bought,
the same
and
product.
And you're bringing it back.
Yeah, it's the same
you
product.
Have to,
so you're
it's the
getting
same
it back.
Exact
but
product.
That's right. But what I'm saying is that you constantly have to be on the hunt for things that you've already purchased that have gone on sale.
There's probably an app for that.
So much work.
Listen.
So much work.
But do you have like a coupon book and stuff, Beverly?
Oh, you know she.
Like, I don't have a coupon. No, I don't have a coupon book, but I have a lot of coupon apps.
Got it.
Like I have a. Do you have honey? That one's a good one.
Oh, why? So give me the honey because I'm dying for this kind of stuff.
No, I love. It's like there's apps. There's a new app called Honey, and you can like it checks prices on Amazon to see if there's a better price for anything that you're looking for.
Okay, I'm downloading.
And
it'll
like literally like it'll tell you like oh no. Guaranteed this is the best deal on the internet, or it'll say here's a few different places that you can get it cheaper.
It's like Kayak
kind of.
It's like,
but it integrates with your like with your browser, so if you're on like Amazon it'll you don't have to go like type it in, it's just it'll tell you as you're shopping you can get a better deal.
Okay,
and that works on the laptop too. Okay, honey guys
I know. That was like, by the way, I don't have anything. So I'm not getting anything from Honey, but
I'm
I know that.
Now you should. Now you should be like, hey,
I'm
guess
sure,
what I
yeah,
about
she's
you.
Gonna she's gonna do it.
She's
don't,
gonna
don't
email Honey
she's
right
go
now.
Home. She's on
she's
her
on her phone right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Hey, you guys, just you know what? I come from I'm frugal. Yeah. Because I grew up in a trailer. I like my nice things.
Speaking of trailers.
Are you ready for this?
And I'm gonna go back.
She's going back to the park.
What?
Bev is going to, why don't you tell her what your next purchase is going to be?
Yes, I'm doing it, Jody. I'm buying a school bus.
I know, you told me about this.
Yeah, I'm doing
it. It's happening.
Well, our audience doesn't know.
I'm buying a fucking school bus to go, what? Are you going to become like the next Wavy Gravy and go on like a cross-country acid trip tour?
Partridge Family.
Yeah, the only time I've heard of buying a bus is like buying it to go to Burning Man, which sounds kind of cool,
hold
actually.
On. So you guys never went on family vacations in like a Winnebago?
My family had an RV. Like
okay,
that was
well,
what
that's
used to,
exactly what I'm doing.
We yeah, but except you're buying one that you have to gut and redo all yourself, which sounds like a pain in the ass.
I love myself a project.
Because you need a project. You need a project like you need another coupon app.
There's never too many coupon apps.
Are you going to name the bus?
We're going to name the bus.
She's wrapping the bus for sure because then she'll get everything for free.
Yeah.
No, but this is the best part. After it's done, she can rent the bus back to production, and that's going to become our fucking hair and makeup trailer, bitch. You understand? That's what's going to happen. We're going to end up living in the bus. She's going to have the big bedroom in the back, and you and I are going to be slumming.
You guys can be the bunks.
In the bunks.
They're really nice bunks.
That's what's happening.
Yes,
that's our life. You understand?
I can build you a bus, Jody.
I don't need a bus. I
can build you a short bus.
You know what's going to happen now. Next year, when you guys get picked up for season 3, your press tour will be on the bus, cross country.
It'll
be a wrapped
bus. We can do a whole season on the bus on like Hollywood Darlings.
We got a city to city tour.
Oh, it'd be amazing.
And Bakersfield.
You know what's going to happen though? We're going to get on the bus. We're not going to have hot water because she's still waiting for a deal on a fucking hot water heater.
No. I already got it worked out.
I have one more thing. I've been holding this in for how old is your daughter?
Oh, your goddaughter? How old is your goddaughter?
How old is she?
She's 2. She just had her birthday.
You're a nightmare.
She's 2. Whatever. So for about 2.5 years, I'm going to say this in peace because it's been bugging me. You sent Christine you don't even know about this because it's made me crazy. I don't even know where it's at. You sent Christine a gift for the shower, I think it was. She sent you a gift. Yeah.
Yes.
It was cute clothing, right? But there was this set of like, I didn't know what the fuck it was. It was black and white and looked like leg warmers, but they weren't. They were like chaps.
Oh. I thought they were pot holders, but I don't think they were pot holders.
What were they? And I can't.
We actually never knew what they were.
Baby
were
they assless chaps. They were leg warmers. They were leg warmers.
Okay. I didn't know. I was very early in my.
We got to find them and take a picture of it because it was driving me crazy.
I did show them to him, and I was like, "Look at this cute dress," and I was like, "And then there's pot holders." does she think I'm going to bake more? Maybe I'm baking more now. Than I'm. He's like, I don't think those are pot holders. But I did. I'd never seen pot baby holders. Leg warmers before.
But they're not so leg warmers. But they're not. The material weren't like they scrunch. They look like chaps.
Were they like those little things that you're supposed to put on their legs so they can wear like a onesie and then you cover their legs? Yes. So it keeps them warm, but you don't have to be pulling the pants on and have to change the diaper?
Exactly.
Got it.
Okay.
But they were like thick. They weren't like fitted.
Well, they were winter.
they were handmade.
Baby chaps.
They were not.
This all is making a lot of sense.
I've been holding that in for over 2 years.
Who gifted those to you originally?
That was going to be my next question. I swear that was going to be my next question.
No. Yeah.
You guys. Look at.
I know.
Oh, God. She can't
even
answer.
That was my next question.
I already did, but I just get.
She's like, uh-oh.
What gifting suite did you go to?
No, I didn't. I just thought they were cute. Okay. And I know that like you're into like kind of like, I don't know, like different pot holders.
Run it. Keep going.
If you guys have a sprinkle for Christine's new baby.
Why does a sprinkle always say it reminds me of like a weird like tinkle? Sexual thing. I don't know. Like
sexual.
Tinkle.
What?
But what do you want to call it?
It's a shower. It's a baby shower.
I want to understand this. How does the sprinkle turn into a sexual thing?
I don't know. It just sounds like tinkle. It sounds like it.
Tinkle is sexual.
Well, if she gets pissed on me, I don't know.
I'm not. Like, okay, first of all, let me clarify this right now. Weird internet rumors get started. No, I don't know why. It just like there's something about it. I'm like, it's like a sprinkle. I'm like, what are you doing at this party? I don't know.
It's a little one. It's not like
it's not a full shower.
It's not a full shower. You don't want to go all out.
Well, then just call it a small baby shower instead of a sprinkle.
Which is a small shower is a sprinkle.
What about a mist? How about a drizzle?
I'm gonna have a drizzle. You should have a drizzle. It's very masculine too.
Oh my god,
baby boy.
We have to throw her a drizzle.
You have to throw me a drizzle.
That sounds even worse.
It does. Sounds terrible. All right. I want to talk a little bit about this season of Hollywood Darlings and
what we're here for.
We're here for all that. We're here just to fuck around. Well, I can talk about that too.
And that's what we do
pretty much all the time. This is what we do in the trailer every day.
Let me ask you guys.
If you think we're funny now, you should watch the show. And if you don't think we're funny now, you should watch the show. We're better on that.
I wish they would post online like outtakes of what goes on in between. Because I can only imagine with the
three
of you.
There's a lot of tears.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of tears.
Another thing which is interesting, because, and you guys tell me, because I feel like this is different. Most shows with a trio just don't work chemistry-wise, because there's always two and then one left out. But for some reason, the three of you, the chemistry is like really good, because I almost want to say you're like a young version of the Golden Girls.
Thank you.
Thank you
we'll
so
take
much.
That. We've heard that.
Yeah, I get to be Blanche. Yes. No, I always felt I was a mix of Blanche and Dorothy. But anyway.
I feel like you're very Dorothy.
You're so B. Arthur. Yeah,
she is the B. Arthur.
I love B. Arthur. Yeah. That's my goal. But I feel like it works because sort of, we each have very distinct personalities. And it's like Bev's kind of on one end of the spectrum, I'm on the other, and then Christine's kind of in the middle. So it's not like there's a pull one direction or another, that like two kind of against one. It's like we all sort of.
Yeah. And I tend to kind of swing. I swing both ways.
Yes.
When it comes to you two.
So what's
there's always someone to sort of gang up on, right? Which is fun. Yeah. And then sometimes you guys can just look at me with one look and I'm done.
Yeah. What's different this season than from last?
Well, I think this season, the biggest thing was, one, we had done it before, so we knew what we were in for after doing that first season, and we figured out like kind of what worked and what didn't. And I think this season, we were able to kind of like fine tune it and really like get our situations, like they're really funny. They're very different.
Yeah. I mean, and they're a little edgier. You're not going to see.
Oh, yeah.
As much as I love that episode about the minivan, we're not going to see an episode this year about a minivan. It's going to be turned up a little more.
Yeah, the episodes are definitely a little more adult, edgier humor. And I think we just kind of knew more how to do an unscripted comedy this time, you know?
And also it looks a little different too. It's got, again, the look is a little more stylized. Yeah, it looks more stylized. It looks a little more like a single camera comedy and a little less like even a hybrid of a reality show or a mockumentary or whatever. So, also, I mean, just on the behind the scenes, It was a completely different experience. The first time around, you guys, do you remember the Winnebago? I feel like I have
first
PTSD.
Of all, I feel like a Winnebago not only that, giving that box with wheels a very like a really a lot more status than it deserves.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, as we've learned, status is everything. So well, I feel like we're apparently really need in to this be clear. Room
correct, guys.
But we walked in. I mean, this season, and we, you know, it was just like a better level of everything. We felt like we had an amazing crew assembled. We had people that really understood us and understood what making a show like this was about. And you know, we had done it before, so we knew where the troubleshooting.
Yeah, our team, the team behind us, was so strong. I think it allowed us to like up it to another level because we were able to just go in and do what we do best.
Yeah. For sure. And Beverly wasn't having to sort my clothes in the morning.
You know what? That definitely helped that I didn't have to be your wardrobe girl.
The first time around, we just didn't have the proper tools and people working behind the scenes. So every morning at like 5 a.m., Beverly would be at the production office.
I was the first one there. So I would always reorganize racks and like clean everything up and put everything.
We were in a Winnebago and like half our clothes were just like thrown into a pile on the ground and Beverly be like, no,
Jody.
This is not gonna fly.
Oh, remember? Poor Jody. That one like really expensive shirt, and it was like in a wad on the bottom. I was like, what is happening to my clothes?
Not only that, it was there and was like with muddy shoes. Remember?
Oh my god! Yeah. No, not muddy shoes. Poison ivy shoes.
Oh yeah, because
it was poison oak shoes.
Yes, from camping.
During our camping episode, and we had been out in the woods.
Yeah,
and they were like warning us about all the poison oak. And then she takes the poison oak boots and puts them in the bag with all of my other clothes.
Oh no!
I mean, I didn't get poison oak. But I could have.
But it would have been a great story if you did.
I know, I know.
So, like, give me some of the guest stars this season.
Yeah. So we have.
How about you let someone else talk?
Oh, okay.
All right, great.
Tatiana Ali, Soleil Moonfry,
I love Soleil,
who was on the first season as well.
That episode was hilarious.
Yeah, so she does an episode. Who else is on
Will
there?
Friedle.
Will Friedle. Oh, yeah, Will Friedle.
How can we forget about Will?
Friedle.
Friedle.
Marla Sokoloff, Matt Lawrence, David Lasseter.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. It's fun. We have, you know, there's some 90s pop-ins for sure. I don't, the show doesn't really hang on that or hinge on that. But yeah. But it's, I mean, my favorites, I shouldn't pick favorites. I like them all. But my favorite episodes, I would say I really love the first episode, just a 90s episode we'll start our season off with next week with Will Friedle and Marla. I think it just has so many fun nostalgic things and kind of shows a version of where the three of us all were in the year 1999. In our minds,
which
anyway,
is
in our fantasies.
By the way, yeah, it's frightening.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I have we have like all these flashbacks, and there's a lot of interesting outfit changes.
Yes.
Were you shooting Fuller House at the same time?
This last season?
Yeah.
No, it would be too hard to do both. So I finished Fuller House. Did I go do my Hallmark movie before F? I think it was after.
It was after.
I did Fuller House. And then I like a week or two later did Hollywood Darlings and then left for Canada and went and shot a Hallmark movie.
Oh, look at you, Hallmark girl.
Mm-hmm. I know. We have to fit her in.
Where did you shoot? In Canada?
Vancouver. Yeah.
Okay.
And she just got back.
Yeah, I just got back.
Did you ever find out who ended up replacing you when you broke your foot?
No. I don't know. You know, and I'm putting together a project with the same producer for the end of the year based on a book, and we're trying to get some things together. But no, I don't know if they just canceled the production. I don't know if they replaced me. I haven't found out
about that because you were supposed to leave like 2 days after.
2 days after I broke my foot, I was supposed to leave. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Can we tell the story from this year about when you almost got arrested?
First of all, I didn't almost get arrested.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
Okay. Oh, yes.
Wait, what happened?
I did not almost get arrested, but I did almost get us.
No, we were literally, we were working at Balboa Park.
Her attitude was sucked.
I do have to say this. I do have to say this for
Whose attitude?
Okay, so when we pull into the park, there was a ranger.
Can I tell my story?
No, I'm just saying, I'm prefacing that she was a little snooty. And of course, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Where are we supposed to park? Okay. Oh, yeah.
This
no, I'm just with production. Like, and I was like really like trying to appease this woman because she was like having a little.
She was taking
her job. She was like. About ready to jump on top of my car. So then Jody pulls up.
Balboa Park.
Right. Okay, so I pull in, and I wasn't paying attention. I see the trailers. I see cars parked over there. So I'm looking over there like, oh shit, is this where I park? Okay, I see people parked over there. I'm gonna pull in. So I pull in. I'm not paying attention to the girl that was standing like on the little corner there directing me to pull into where I obviously knew where the fuck to pull in.
Waving frantically.
Right. So I
in an orange vest.
No, she's okay. Not wearing an orange vest. So I pull in and I park. Now, mind you, I'm not like peeling out. No, I'm not going like, you know, 100 miles an hour. Like I pulled gently into a little dirt parking lot and park my car. And she comes running up at me. And is like, I don't know who the fuck you think you are, but you didn't pay attention to me. But I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You need to slow down. Like, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't, you know, I'm getting out of my car. And our, I think it was our craft service guy was standing there. And he's like, hey, you know, trying to tell her like, oh no, she's cast or whatever. She's like, I don't give a shit who she is. Like, she doesn't get to just ignore me like that. And I was like, hey, I wasn't ignoring you. I didn't see you. She's like, well, I don't know who you think you are, but you know, you don't get to walk in here just because you're part of the cast and you're. And I was like, hey, you need to step back. And she takes a step towards me, so I take a step towards her, and I was like, don't fucking come at me sideways. I'm about to ready to take my earrings out about to get serious. And I said some things.
And then Jody comes into the trailer, and
I may have said that I was. She comes and knocks the fuck out. I don't know.
All we know is like the next thing I know, I walk away and I'm pissed
because like, and I am not the person that like is like, oh, don't you know? I wasn't like that. No. It was like she came flying at me and was like screaming at me for something that I didn't do, and I tried to apologize, and then she stepped to me, and I was like, okay, well, here we go.
Don't look at me sideways. I'm going to knock
Jody
you out.
Jody literally walks into the trailer and goes, I may have just got a shutdown.
Well, because she's like, I'm going to call the park monitor and like get you guys shut down. I was like, I don't give a shit who you're going to call. And then I turned around and I was like, yeah, actually, I probably do. And so I find our first AD and I'm like, hey, I just said some shit and I need you to go talk to this girl. So he goes over and he talks to her or whatever, and he comes back to the trailer. He's like, yeah, you need to go apologize because she's going to shut this down and call the park monitor. And I was like, oh. And I feel, but like, I'm not that person that like does this shit all the time. Don't look at me like that.
What? No, okay. I agree.
No, I'm not. But like, her attitude really sucked. And I was like, don't be an asshole. Yeah. Or I will be one back.
So did
wasn't
you?
The point. So I had to go back, and it was. And as we're walking over there, our production manager is like, "Don't you feel like we're in like middle school, and like you're having to go apologize to somebody before the teacher gets you in trouble?" I was like, "Yes." So I walk over there, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm really sorry I said what I did." Like, and she was like, "Yeah," and I'm like, "But you know, you can't come at people like that." Like, you're,
oh,
and I was
no.
like, "Okay. I'm sorry. Like, can we just shake hands and like move on with our day? And like, I'm sorry that I said some stuff to you." And she's like, "Yeah. Well, you need to." I was like, "Look, let's just move on." So I like shook her hand and walked away, and I was like,
"I have a secret so for you, pissed. Jody. That was my sister, and that's why I ignored you at the fashion show." I promised her that I would get you back for not paying attention to her. So
okay,
I was like, okay.
So that's what, okay. So well, now we're even. You know. Now yeah. we're even.
Okay.
It all makes sense.
And I feel really, like, I feel bad. Like, I'm not that person.
You're
everyone
not.
Listening to this podcast now is going to be like, that bitch.
No, because everyone has a bad
listen,
day.
Right. Well, yeah. And
I mean,
and
Christine
somebody...
Lakin, it's a daily, I'm in a fight with her on the daily.
Well, who wouldn't be if no, I had to deal with you?
No, but see, she's already got the attitude. She starts the day with an attitude. I'm afraid to text her back. There'll be texts where she'll go, can you email this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, before I ask you this question, please don't yell at me.
Oh, God.
What exactly am I emailing her about? And then she's like, you know,
that is so unfair
she's
and
the worst.
Not true.
It's so true.
You just asked how old
husband.
My daughter was.
Her poor husband.
Oh, please.
Christine's always very pleasant every time I need to talk to her.
See,
anything
it's
I need
fake.
From her, it's wonderful.
She's acting. She's already in her character.
Our friendship is nuts. Yeah. I'm allowed to get crazy with you. Anyone would get crazy with you.
People love me. Look at the emails.
Look at his status. Everyone loves him.
His friend basket is full.
Yeah.
That's right.
You haven't noticed.
Yeah, but that was a great story.
That was that day was
so,
literally we were walking on eggshells
so
all day.
No, you weren't.
No, I said no. Production was.
No, they weren't.
she's not going to shut down production. They already got permitted and everything.
Well, no, she was
gonna...
calling the park ranger.
So
she
let them call the park ranger. You got permits.
Okay, Alot. Next time I get into it with somebody at a public park, I'm going to be like, well, my friend Alot. Well, yeah, I mean, I call him my friend. He doesn't actually like me.
Just take
but
my
said...
Jody, take my number down today. You text me anytime you got a problem. I will come down. I will.
Yeah, I'm
going to
text you. You'll be like, new number. Who's this?
That's so true.
Oh,
wait,
God.
I got to talk about one other thing. I wrote some notes.
Okay.
I didn't want to forget things.
She's a nerd.
Can we talk about the fire?
Oh my God, the fire.
When you guys left and I was like,
no,
hey.
Okay, they told us, okay, like, we had a fire. There's a fire literally coming up the 405 freeway, and it was coming up to right where we were shooting. They were flames that we could easily see, and we knew that the fire department
needed.
Well,
the whole garage was filled with smoke when we came outside of one of the scenes.
So the
fire
department was coming up, and we had to clear the street. So they asked us to move cars. So Christine and I jump in the car, and we just leave.
They just left. They leave.
So who's left?
Get away from the fire.
Jody, I called. We finally get to crew parking and we look around. We're like, "Where's Jody?" I call Jody frantic and I'm like, "Where are you?" She's like, "I'm just in the trailer, just hanging."
I mean, it's fine. She's like, "I mean, I moved my car like a few blocks away. I mean, it'll be fine." And I was like freaking out. I took all my shit out of the trailer.
Yeah, they took everything out. And I'm like just sitting in the trailer, like, I think we're. Can I see? I mean, the flames are there. I see like the tips. I think we're gonna be okay.
Meanwhile, Jody's like, I didn't start that, right? That wasn't my cigarette. I put my cigarette out, right? No, right? Yeah, no, I didn't. No, I did. But yeah, it was like we were doing a couple takes, and then like I'm seeing some of the crew run outside and be like, "What's happening?" And I'm like, "What's going on out there?"
Well, there's an orange glow that's
and
like,
I
yeah, it was an orange glow and like smoke glow, everywhere. Like,
I say to our first AD, Will, I'm like, "Will, I think there's." He's like, "We should be good. Let's get one more taken." And I was like, "Huh?" And so after we, you know, I was freaking out. I get like halfway to crew parking and I'm like, oh my God, Will and Marla. Nobody found Will and Marla because they're like in the house. So I call Marla and Will and I left them messages. And the messages, I mean, I'm sure they're ridiculous. I wish they still had them in their deleted messages because I was like, hi, Will. It's Christine. There's a fire. So listen, I'm going to need you to get out of the house. You find somebody in the crew.
So
get them to send you. If you need me to come back and get you, I will.
So the moral of this story is if there is an emergency, do not rely on Beverly and Christine to help you. Or stay calm.
No.
They will panic, abandon ship, and and leave.
Beverly had like an entire tray of chocolates because God forbid those got melted in the fire.
They were our gifts.
I know.
They were giving away.
My God.
And
speaking of the gifts, Beverly.
I needed to make sure that I protected our gifts.
Oh, wait. Now what?
You're talking about the cookies?
No, the toffees.
So good.
I heard that no one was allowed to eat them to make sure that
I wasn't allowed to eat them.
I ate
them first. I ate them, and then she was like, nobody can eat it. And I was like,
I was just making sure we had enough for everyone before we started eating them. And I couldn't literally rip them out of Jody's mouth.
But yeah, you could have.
You could rip them out of my
mouth. Oh, my God. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Do you think it's still good?
So Christine gives me these like the other day. She's like, I wasn't allowed to eat these and I'm scared to open them because I don't know if everyone's done.
Oh my God.
Christine, this was like how many months ago? She's like, I'm just scared. So if Beverly needs an extra one, I saved it.
I still haven't eaten mine.
Dude, I literally sat there in the truck. I was like, oh, yay, toffee. I'm hungry. I sat there. I ate the whole bag. And Beverly was like, I don't know if there's enough for the crew, so I'm not eating mine yet. And I was like, well, too
bad. And I look at Jody, and I'm like, and Jody's like, oh, well. And just keeps eating.
It was delicious, first
They're
of all.
They're really good.
They were really good. So and I may good. Have taken an extra one.
See?
Because everyone got one.
Well, once everybody got one, I was just making sure. I was just trying to make sure that we gave all of our gifts.
You're such a happy homemaker, let me tell you.
I mean, okay. To be honest, what makes me happy is giving people gifts. Like, wait till you see
me gifts. You mean re-gifting gifts.
No. Being the conduit for gifts to pass.
Wait till you see Kenzie.
No, you know me
and
gifts.
Tomorrow.
I don't like gifts. I freak out about gifts.
I know. Jody gets really weird about gifts.
What is your...
I panic.
Jody's very hard to buy for. She doesn't like gifts. She doesn't like free stuff.
But you did buy her the best present ever.
But I think I nailed it on your last birthday.
Yes.
My last birthday present was amazing. They were the baby hands?
Tiny hands.
The little tiny
hands.
Have you ever seen, was it an SNL sketch? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an SNL sketch. and they're like these little itty bitty weird creepy
they're
hands.
They're so creepy. And they're on little sticks. So they're on little sticks. Own what hands your in your sleeves.
But I because I would always go up to Christine and just have like a little.
So or we'd be like in a like picture and we'd be like, no tiny hands.
Right. And I'd just creepily
you're like
having
all creeped
hand
out
over her shoulder.
And it just provided us so much amusement.
Yeah. So she got me.
On a press day. All you
on the press day, she got me the baby hands, which I used to fondle everyone with. And a birthday card that said moist because I hate that word with a fiery
it's a
passion.
Horrible that word and slacks but
sneakers. I don't like sneakers nope
slacks
I got my sneakers on
no you don't you have tennis shoes on and
but I'm not going to play tennis
shut up you have tennis shoes on
how about kicks you can say kicks
yep.
All right
that's fine like but sneakers I don't like slacks either I don't like slacks I don't like sneakers
I
and
really
if you're
don't
wearing
like
sneakers
moist.
And slacks
we need to
you're
start
really,
writing these down
I know
Sneakers, well, what's your
slacks,
word,
moist.
Beverly?
I don't have any weird words. I'm not weird about words.
You're just weird about a
just
lot of
weird.
Other things.
I'm just weird.
I'm weird about coupons.
Spending money.
All right.
Wait.
How old are your kids now? Beverly, you start.
Kenzie just turned 5.
Oh,
and
wow.
Hutton just turned 3. And he's never had a haircut. And he looks like Thor.
He is.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's so long. Are you going to cut it?
I don't know.
My mom actually asked me
it's
that the
so
other day.
It's so pretty.
See,
he has like literally the most... By the
really?
Way...
Really?
It's a Hollywood Darling. It's a preview. Just
are you watching yourself?
Yeah.
No,
oh, Beth,
are you
you're so funny.
Yourself?
She's literally
right
sitting here.
No, I wasn't.
I'm like, oh my God, the Hollywood Darlings preview just came on. That's so weird. Like, that's what just happened.
What, do you have a Google alert for you?
No, she's on Instagram.
She's
going to
make us watch her preview. Like, she made Michael watch her show.
First of all,
oh my God, so creepy.
My preview, which you're in, because
no,
it's our show.
I'm teasing
but
you.
No, it is. No, actually, it was Jody. It's the Jody's. The one she posted.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet.
It's really cute. Oh.
I'm off the grid this morning.
Wait a minute. Hold on. So you got a 3-year-old who's got... Can I just tell you a story? When I was a kid, I was scared of getting haircuts because I was scared of scissors.
Mm-hmm.
So they grew my hair out too. And I had hair like down to... How long is his hair?
Oh, Hutton's is down to his like butt.
Yeah. It's not down to his butt. It's like...
If you pull it down, it literally goes to his butt.
Is it curly or is it straight?
Straight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's long.
It's long. It's long, but I did take a picture of his hair and take it to the Justin Anderson for color, and I said, I'm like, I know this might be weird, but can you give me my son's color?
No, but that's not weird. That's a lot of people.
And now, actually, to be honest, every woman at my kid's school, literally, they take pictures of Hutton's hair and take it to their colorist.
It's beautiful. He does. He has beautiful hair.
Does he want a haircut?
No, he likes it. He thinks it's like his superpower.
Then leave
him
alone.
He loves his hair.
Beverly won't let him speak, so let's... Be...
Have you met Hutton?
You love your hair. You love your hair.
There's no silencing that child.
I'm kidding.
He's me.
Do they want to get it's in the true. Industry? By the way, we never talked about this after you did this. The Battle of the Stars.
Oh
my God, Battle of the Network Stars.
Yeah, the Battle of the Network.
Oh,
okay.
I about drowned.
Bev, you were robbed.
I tried so hard.
You were on a really rough team.
I was
for whatever reason, we were watching it in Atlanta, and my mom goes, why did they put Beverly with all of these geriatric people? And I went, I don't know.
Because
everyone else, it was like a joke. Everyone else was from like Private Practice, The Vampire Diaries.
I was up against Taye Diggs.
I know. And you were with like, I mean, they're lovely, but they were all like old,
I was
over 65.
Danny Bonaducci and Barry
Anson
Williams.
Barry Williams.
Yeah,
and
Anson. And then Charlene Tilton, who every time we asked her to do something, she said, I can't run because I run like a duck. I can't swim because I'm going to sink.
Because I swim like a duck.
And then she's like, but I can throw. I was like, okay, there's one thing in the entire day that they throw. And they're like, hey, Bev, can you swim? And I'm like, I mean, I don't think I'll drown. And they're like, awesome. And then they wanted me to jump in the pool like I'm freaking Michael Phelps. And by the way, that was like a big old belly flop and it hurt.
It didn't.
And then they're like, okay, so canoe, you got this canoe. I'm like, I've never been in a canoe. And
oh my God, that was just going in circles.
But literally, but they came up to me though every time. This is my team. Every time they're like, do you got this? I'm like, no. And they're like, okay. And you got this. And then afterwards, they're like, you shouldn't sign up for things if you're not prepared. I'm like, I've told you every time.
They were
that
yelling
I can't
at
do
you.
This. Oh, yeah. They were very intense. These were all people who were originally in the Battle of the Network Stars 40 years ago. It feels like it.
Longer.
Okay, 20 years ago. Yeah. Sorry. But
no,
it was
the original was like in the
70s. The original
70s.
Was like in the 70s or early
80s. Yeah.
So. 35 years ago, they all won
in the original, and they thought that they were going to win this time. But when you're up against Taye Diggs, and when you're up against people who are literally half your age, all of them are actually athletic.
No, they all were.
And I am not.
They were all played doctors and vampires.
Well, that's not true. You did like your little cheerleading stuff in high school. You're not entirely.
I mean, I can. Yes, I can
you
do it.
We're not cheering our way through seventh heaven. What did you what?
I was a cheerleader in high school.
Okay, I know.
And I did do a portion of the Malibu Triathlon last year. I ran.
I did the relay. I know she did the triathlon. I thought she did the whole triathlon.
No, she did a portion.
I was so proud of her that she did the triathlon, and I just now find out that you just did the fucking relay?
She did.
Yes.
She did.
Oh, Jody, I rescind all of my great commendments.
Jody.
I was so excited.
First of all, I don't even go in the ocean. Do you think I'm going to go run, like swim?
You were like, I did the Malibu triathlon.
I did a portion. She did the piece where you run to the gifting suite. I have a medal.
Third of a triathlon. I did the Malibu one. Oh, the gifting suite there's great.
I have a medal.
You should have a third of the medal.
Nope. I have a full medal.
You should have a portion.
Yeah, I feel like you get a piece of the medal.
Nope, I get a full one.
I don't know.
Do you have to do it with a team?
Yeah.
Does everyone do it with a team?
Yes. It's that the whole celebrity portion is all like.
Oh, so it's. Wait! And it's not even the fucking real thing?
What is the real thing?
It's a celebrity version.
It's the celebrity portion to help raise money for Children's Hospital of Los Angeles.
Beverly, who were the sponsors?
Nautica.
And what'd you get?
A bag from Nautica. No, but it was for the Children's Hospital of LA.
Okay, I do applaud.
It was really cool. They raised a million dollars.
Real triathlon in Malibu.
I feel like I could do the running and the biking. It's the swimming in the ocean.
Yeah,
that
it's scary. Well, it's also because I was watching people are getting kicked in the face. I mean, it's scary because literally you just like it's just a mad dash into the water.
What celebrities were on your team?
Barry Williams.
I was my only. It was just me. Okay. Yeah. But it was cool as you. We were able to team up with Olympic athletes and Olympic swimmers.
Like, that's cool.
So it was.
Do you
really
think
fun.
We should do a Hollywood Darlings triathlon?
Yeah. I am not.
I only have one good leg. Okay? I don't know what leg I'm going to be taking. But
Jody can swim. Jody can take swim.
If I give you a kickboard, could you do the swimming? How about some swimmies?
I could do the bike portion because I spin.
I don't think SoulCycle counts.
I rode a bike in Vancouver when I was up there recently.
Around the park?
Yeah,
it's not training. That doesn't mean you'd have to really train.
I don't want to do a triathlon.
Oh, okay,
I am not athletic.
Well, you have to do it for the kids.
Would you do Battle of the Network Stars again?
I would ask who's my teammates.
Okay. You'd have a rider.
And they were my teammates was like a famous TV family. So that's where I fit in. And I mean, it was really, really fun. And I did actually win 1 point.
You did.
I did. And it was golf.
You were
golf.
Like the only one on your team.
It was golf. And the funny thing about that is I called Michael and I was like, I need a golf lesson. He's like, over the phone? That's my husband. And he's like, Are you serious?
Honey, it's too late.
So he's literally trying to coach me. And I get up there and the guy who I was up against was like taking himself very, very seriously. And he's like, oh, I don't golf much. But then he starts talking more and more to everybody else. And I realize that he golfs every week.
Right.
So he gets up there and he's taking all these practice shots. And then he takes his shot and he hits it too hard. And so I get up there and they're like, you should take some practice swings. I'm like, fuck it. And I just went up and just wailed on it. And I hit a tree, but the tree was closer to the pin, so I win.
Oh my God, Beverly Mitchell, everyone. Yep. All right, Jody.
Yes.
I heard that you did drop the mic.
Can we talk about it?
I did.
You don't
have to say
what
happens. Talk about it, though.
Okay. We're going to cut
that. I did it.
When is it airing?
You can say I did it. The new season airs April 18th.
That's all you can talk about.
It was so awesome, you guys. I got to meet Method Man. I was super excited.
I'm so impressed by you. I didn't realize that this show and how it differs from
Lip Sync Battle.
Yeah, Lip Sync Battle. You're writing your own raps.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, it's written for you.
No, I didn't. I said they write them for you.
They write them for you.
Aren't you writing them with them? Aren't you like...
You give them.
You give them stuff that you that, like that you can edit it and you can do stuff like that.
But it's like
they help write them for you. Yeah, it's. I mean, trust me. That I mean,
I thought you wrote the whole thing yourself. I was no, insane. No. But you have to memorize it. You have to like know
Yeah, they give.
It.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we talk about this, right?
I can talk about all this stuff. Yeah, okay. I can talk about all this. Okay. Yes, but they. I mean, they set you up to do like the best possible thing.
All right,
but. I wound up doing it because somebody dropped out literally the late afternoon before. So they called and asked me to do it. And Jensen Karp, who is Daniel Fishel's fiance and also very good friends with Sammy.
Yes.
He
does he work on it?
He's the executive producer.
Oh, okay.
Daniel Fishel's engaged again?
She is engaged. Okay, she just got engaged. Sorry. Yeah, no, okay. I meant to tell you.
Yeah. I saw her. She was she came to the show to watch.
So awesome.
But anyway, they called me and were because I had been trying to do it. They had wanted me to do it for a while. They've been calling me for Lip Sync Battle and for Drop the Mic.
Yeah.
And they wanted me to do Drop the Mic, but I was up in Vancouver shooting, and so I was like, oh, I can't do it, but I really want to do it. So I told them like this week would work, and they were like, no, we already have people. Blah blah blah. And then they called the day before and they were like, oh my God, somebody dropped out. Like, can you like literally save the production? If it, like we've called, like, we don't know what we're going to do.
That's a lot of
pressure.
We'll
have to call it off. And I was like, and I kind of went back and forth. I was like, I don't know. Like, because other people, like at this point, other people have gotten rehearsal. Yeah, they've gotten time to go over rhymes. They've gotten all this stuff. And I was just like, I don't want to go up there and look like an asshole. And then I just kind of went, all right, I'll do it. I'll do it. And it was so much fun. I got to meet Method Man, which like I grew up with Wu-Tang and Method and Redman. And like I went to their concert, like 15-year-old me was dying, like remembering being at a like a Method Man concert.
That's
and like
so cool.
I got a picture with him and it was super fun.
Can I ask you stuff about the production?
Yeah.
And so you have rhythm.
Yeah. Yeah. Method Man was like, yo, like. You rap before? You spit fire. That was sick. Like, that was amazing. And I guess one of the British producers was, like, asking if I was well-known in the state. Like, he knew what Full House was.
Oh, get ready for Jody's album.
Like, has she done, like, he's like, is she done, like, hit, like rapping and, like, acting? And they were like, no. I was like, this is the first time
I've like,
done
I've just listened to a lot.
I just, so, yeah, like, that's what I grew up on.
Season three
I would never be good on
of Hollywood
show.
Darlings. Season three.
I'm not going to lie, Bev. I can't see you doing it.
No, I don't think
But it would be amazing.
Is there, like, a country version?
There we go.
Are you serious? You do like country music?
Yeah, she has
an
album.
A country album, yeah.
You did a country album?
I did.
What's it called?
Beverly Mitchell. It's a really clever name.
But Beverly Mitchell like... goes country? What?
it was self-titled.
Beverly Mitchell. And Chaps.
No, Chaps.
Potholders.
I went
for your babies.
And I went to Nashville and wrote all the music with all the musicians and stuff. It was
Wait a minute. Yeah. Hold on. What year was this? I have to get this album.
2007.
See if you can Google that, Stephen, because I want to hear a little piece of this
album. No, we don't need to do that.
If you released it, we're going to hear it. So, okay, so did you go to like any kind of like, did you perform live?
I did. I performed at the Wild Horse Saloon out there in Nashville.
Oh, wow.
And did, yeah, it was really fun.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know you sang.
Yeah, I did it for a little bit. I did it the last season of Seventh Heaven. I decided I wanted to like break out and do something fun. So I went to Nashville and I was there for 2 months writing and working with all the musicians and everything. I wrote like 7 of the songs, I think.
Oh
That's amazing.
If I remember.
That's an amazing experience.
Country's hard too.
It is hard. It's a tough.
Do you yodel?
I
think a yodeling is. Listen
that's
to me.
That depends on. I mean, are you doing Loretta Lynn country?
Yeah,
that's like old school.
Listen
country.
To me. Old school country.
And I think
which is good country.
Yeah,
to me.
I think that people.
I like that.
It's
country.
An art that's not. It's dying. It needs to be brought back.
Yodeling.
Jewel.
Okay.
Years ago, she
kind
of yodeled.
Amazing. Yep.
And that was it for part one of our episode with Jody Sweetin and Beverly Mitchell. Be sure to tune in next week for more Worst Evers with them. And also watch Hollywood Darlings Season 2 on Pop. It premieres April 18th at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central. You can just go to Pop TV to check out the schedule in your area. And get tickets for the Worst Ever live show at the Gary Marshall Theater on April 29th, 7:30 p.m. A link will be in the show notes. Follow Jody Sweetin on Instagram at Jody Sweetin and follow Beverly Mitchell on Instagram at Beverly Mitchell. That's with the extra E. keep up with Worst Ever Podcast on Instagram.com/Worst Ever Podcast, Twitter, Worst Ever PC, and follow Christine Lakin on Instagram at Yo Lakin, and follow Ala Khaled on Instagram at Alec Led. And you can follow me on Twitter at Stephen Ray Morris. Until next week, woosa. Thank you.